Let's give it like a
6 months. I am the morning DJ at WOLDDDDD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning face, who's heard but never seen.
Who sings that?
Jeremiah and Josh.
I don't think so.
Circa 2016.
The Gun Dude Show, brought to you by NationFirst.us, sponsored by The Gun Dude. If you love guns and coffee, this show's for you.
Welcome to the Gun Dude Radio Show on NationFirst.us, sponsored by the Gun Dude. Check us out and listen to the show on NationFirst.us. And on Twitter, follow NationFirst on @GI_Nation. You can also keep a close eye on everything Gun Dude at @the_gun_dude and online at thegundude.com. Today, the Gun Dude Show is about coffee, guns, and the startup life. I'm Jeremiah, president of the Gun Dude.
Hi, I'm Josh. I'm the CEO.
Hey guys, I'm Jenna. I'm the vice president.
And today we have James Willis, who's just joined the team as our coffee guy. So he's hanging out in the studio with us today. So hi, James.
Greetings. Welcome. Welcome to the Gun Dude, James. We're looking forward to a great relationship with James. He's actually going to be heading up our the coffee cafe aspect.
Oh, you see relationship. That sounds kind of serious there.
I know, right?
Mufasa.
I know. Mufasa.
Cool.
So today we're going to be talking about women coming up in the firearms industry and how we're seeing a pretty big rise in the female population. Locally, we're seeing a humongous tick in females visiting our store on a regular basis. You know, this weekend, what we sold firearms to two or three females. It was their first time firearm.
One was an assault rifle. Oh. It was scary.
So Jenna's,
and it wasn't pink.
Can girls shoot not pink firearms, Jenna?
Yes, most females don't buy a firearm just because of the color. Most of them actually purchase more of just because of the military look and feel. A lot of places will just bedazzle firearms,
I want to bedazzle Barrett 50 cal.
Every day that I walk by, like I come into work, I keep forgetting my daughter's bedazzler. I want to bedazzle Josh's Glock on him without him knowing.
Hello, good luck,
Hello Kitty. I'd be totally cool at getting a Hello Kitty dipped a Glock. That'd be kind of fun. Oh, who is it? One of our customers did the did a dip that was really cool. Anyways, I can't remember who the artist was, but so yeah, I've been making a lot of holsters too, concealed carry holsters for women, because we're using that the Alti clip, and that's that allows my holsters to catch on anything, so you don't need to wear a belt. And so I think I designed three or four in the last week or so for females for carry.
Yeah,
so.
I like it. It is more practical. I mean, we wear different outfits every day, and we don't necessarily always wear a belt.
Yeah.
But it's nice that, you know, you could wear it. Yeah, you can. We can wear it just about with any outfit that you just choose. So.
Yeah.
Out of the closet.
Does it clip on your thigh when you're wearing an evening gown?
Ooh. Oh, you know, I should come up with a rig for that, actually.
We could.
We could, actually. That'd be kind of cool.
There's opportunity here.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
So, back to women and firearms. Did you guys know that women overall are better shooters than men?
Oh, first timers,
especially,
for sure.
Especially right out of the box.
Mm-hmm. I've experienced this a lot myself, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, men, when you guys get ready to go to the range, you're all like, oh my God, competition. I got to win, 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 win. Where girls are like, okay, just going to do this. Oh, easy enough.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just that good.
Hey, look, I hit the bullseye. I've been trained to that for years. Yeah, yeah. Didn't James, you just took your mom to the range, wasn't it was her first time, I thought?
That was her second time, but even her first time, she was really a fantastic shot. Compared to a lot of my guy friends who are new to shooting, I feel like they really had to overcome their sort of their own macho preconceptions, right? Like they had this idea that they had to be good, and it was almost preventing them really from listening and taking proper instruction, whereas my mom just didn't have that ego issue and was able to do what she was told and did fantastic.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me men might not take instruction well? Jenna, have you ever experienced this?
Absolutely. You guys do not read the directions to anything or the manuals. They just don't understand.
Yeah, that's usually the first thing to go in the trash.
Yeah, that needs to be shredded right off the bat.
When you get done, you have extra pieces. That's not good.
I think the directions actually go into the trash before the packaging does.
I really think engineers design stuff with extra pieces just to account for us. You know what I mean? In the fact that we're going to, you got to have extra pieces.
No. I think so.
Yeah. I just want to point out, you're the one that almost caught the shop on fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we
see, you're the one that decided you could take the Kel-Tec Sub 2000 apart, and then you couldn't get it back together.
Well, I mostly got it back together.
It works. It shoots. I mean, we tried it out in the back parking lot.
Yeah. No, we did not do that.
So Jenna, you know, having you know, joined the firearms industry kind of recently, because you grew up hunting and whatnot. But I mean, you're getting into
the last
the...
year. I've been exposed more to handguns and whatnot. And,
yeah.
I've learned a lot in the last year, though.
What would you tell a woman who's looking at getting into firearms? I mean, where should they start?
At the Gun Dude.
Of course. There's no bias there.
Perfect. Perfect, Jenna. That was the best response.
Well, that's where James brought his mom.
Yep, sure was.
And she loved it.
Yeah, she did. She'll probably be coming to the next spaghetti dinner night, as a matter
of fact. Oh, spaghetti dinner is coming up kind of soon. Oh, text day is, too.
Oh, yeah, the day before the gala. Text day, too. Yeah, I can't think about that.
So, Jenna, what are the stats? I know you've been looking at the stats on females and firearms. What'd you come up with? Just to put you on the spot right there.
Yeah, literally, right? Well, it's increasing all over, I mean, the spectrum, whether it's self-defense, it's competitive shooting, or simply recreation. So I'm actually on the NRA pulling some stats from there, and it says 31% of women report having a gun in their home. According to the 2014 Pew Research Center poll, 31% of female respondents reported having a gun in the home. The percentages were similar whether the household still had children under 18 living in the home or not.
And it's caused this growth of a whole new industry. When I was out in SHOT Show, I ran into a couple of different young ladies who are focusing on helping the female firearms movement because it truly is a minority. And so you got things like A Girl and a Gun. What's that local women's meetup that does firearms? Does anybody recall? You know who I'm talking about?
No.
And yeah, I know the Nationwide.
Yeah, I know the Nationwide. I'm trying to remember. I have a mind block right now. But yeah, so there's several local meetups for women who are interested in getting into shooting for different reasons, whether it be self-defense or competitive shooting or anything like that. So, I mean,
actually, that's why Alana. She came into the Gun Dude to get to know firearms better. I mean, and she's in firearms legislation, but beside the point, she's now an employee.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
The first day she came in, she was interviewed and came on the books.
Well, didn't she start out in college too? I mean, she became interested in firearms up in Buffalo when she was in college, didn't she?
I think so.
Yeah, and so I mean, she's joined, and a lot of times, you know, we'll hire our employees not because of their firearms expertise, because of their personality, and then we nurture and grow that, and it's kind of an interesting move, you know, taking somebody new into firearms and bringing them up and educating them and stuff. But I really enjoy that aspect, actually. And we get a lot of young ladies in the store, right, Jenna? Because I've seen you working with a lot of folks, a lot of females, and just walking through the basics of a handgun.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a year ago I started, and within the first, I would say, 3 months, I may have seen one or two females come in.
Mm-hmm.
In 3 months, and... You know, now I'm seeing it on a regular basis, which is actually pretty awesome.
You know, I totally.
You're doing that thing.
Yeah, I'm doing that thing, right? My mind's jumping.
Actually, do you know women spend more on guns and gear than guys spend on gadgets, like accessories?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Men spend an average of $701 on audiovisual equipment per year. On the other hand, women gun owners spend an average of $870 annually on guns and gear.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got the right priorities?
Yeah, no kidding, right? So, like, a woman picking out a gun, Jenna, I mean, picking out their first handgun, what should they be looking for? I mean, what helped you? What helped you get to where you're at with your firearm?
The dudes gave her one.
Well,
I was just kidding.
I don't know. It was like one of the first. I mean, besides your really small, compact little 380s, I'd never really liked them because it didn't fit well in my hand. And then I don't know. I had like got one feel for the Glock 43, and it just fit like a glove. And I just haven't tried anything else because, I mean, I've handled them when they come through, but it just hasn't fit right.
Jenna with a. The Desert Eagle. Oh my God, it's so cool!
Yeah, Jenna can shoot my Desert Eagle for sure. My Desert Eagle 1911. It's actually pretty impressive. She had, what 7 yards, Jenna? You drilled that thing. She picked up the 45 for the first time at the range, and she just stacked them right on top of each other. It was rather impressive.
Yeah, a lot of people raise their eyebrow like, "That was you?" Like, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, one of the challenges for females picking out firearms is the ergonomics aspect. There's definitely a difference in the physical aspects of a man and a woman's hands.
Yeah, there is. And you know what? We're gonna take a few minutes to pay the bills real quick. And when we come back, we're actually gonna look into that ergonomic feeling. All right, so let's pay some bills. This is the Gun Dude Show on NationFirst.us, sponsored by the Gun Dude, and we'll be right back, guys.
Years, the battle cry of the VFW has always been the same. America needs to do more for veterans. From combat to Capitol Hill, the VFW marches on with health care, jobs, benefits, and justice. VFW.org is the first stop you should make on your way home. The VFW. No one does more for veterans.
This is Jason Delgado.
And Anita Wade.
Introducing you to Reality Radio on Generation America.
We aren't controlled, manipulated, or shackled by any government or big corporation.
But hopefully, soon we will be.
We support our troops and all of our armed forces around the 165 locations around the world.
Go to nationfirst.us and listen to us live on Wednesdays at 11 a.m.
Subscribe to our podcast at
nationfirst.us. Generation America. Be there.
As our nation's military fights to protect and serve values we hold dear, the American Public Human Services Association is working to encourage equality, integrity, and teamwork to drive innovative and integrated solutions in Washington within the field of health and human services. Whether it's working to produce stronger outcomes and temporary assistance for needy families and more, at APHSA, we believe in healthier lives for children and families. As a voice of state and local health and human service agencies, visit us online at www.aphsa.org.
Hi, this is Blake Alfin, co-founder of Nation First Radio. I want to thank everybody for your support in this venture of ours. We're producing positive content that we hope will improve the world around us, not just scream, "You're red, you're blue," at each other. At this point, we're not asking you for money or donations or anything like that. Just subscribe to the podcasts, listen to the shows when they're live, sign up for the mailing list and text alerts. We're still developing the network and the shows, and your support has been overwhelming. You can find info about the show you're listening to now and all the others at nationfirst.us. That's nationfirst.us. And seriously, thank you so much.
Okay. Gun Dudes Radio Show on NationFirst.us, sponsored by the Gun Dude. Check us out and listen to the show at NationFirst.us and on Twitter. Follow Nation First on @GI_Nation. You can also keep a close eye on everything Gun Dude at @the_gun_dude and online. Check us out on thegundude.com. Follow us on Facebook and don't forget to check out our stellar Yelp reviews. We work very hard for those. I'm Jeremiah, president of the Gun Dude. I'm here with Josh, the lovely Jenna, and Coffee James.
Every time we say Coffee James, he's over there. He's like, God, no, they're saying it again. It's going to stick.
It's going to stick. It's going to be Coffee James. We've already printed your ID, by the way.
Is it Coffee James on the ID?
It's going to be Coffee James. Yes,
yes it is.
It's all right. You've given me real ultimate power with the cafe, so I'll enjoy it.
I know. So before we left, we were talking about ergonomics of a firearm in different hands, meaning male and females. So obviously, a female, let's think about this realistically. Everybody says equality. Well, it's just not physically there. People come in all shapes and sizes. Correct. Typically, women's hands are smaller than men's. Their palms aren't as wide. Fingers aren't as long. I mean, it's not the case all the time. But if you look at, you know, Jenna over here, she's got some pretty little digits. I mean, I've got some grapplers going on. So, obviously, a firearm that fits me is not going to fit Jenna's hands comfortably. And now...
What?
We carry the same thing.
We do. That's not what I'm saying. So, okay, so the whole point was just blown away. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But if I wanted to, I carry that firearm because it's concealable. And I carry mine with the pinky extender on it because my hands are bigger. I don't think you do. I think you have a flush mag.
No, I don't like the flush mag. I like the pinky extender because I get an actual... you know, four-finger grip on it rather than three and the pinky just hangs.
Okay, so everything I just said was absolute just...
Out
the window. I mean, I was...
I got the rolling pin, man. I'm here with the rolling pin.
The key measurements on your hands actually can change, you know, based upon the size of your hand, right? And so, like, I was working with the Glock 43 for a while, but I found I had a really, real big challenge in shooting it because it was a little too skinny and I had too much fingers and not enough firearm to hold on to. So I went back to a double stack, and I found that the Glock 19 really fills my hand better. And so I'm skipping that concealability for the comfort and interface between the firearm. But Jenna's hands fit her Glock 43 really well. And Jeremiah's, while his hands are large on that Glock 43, it gives him the concealability that he needs for daily carry. And, of course, the firearm that's on you is a lot better than the one sitting in the nightstand.
That's right.
So, James, when your mom was picking out her firearm, what was her thoughts on how the different firearms felt in her hand?
Well, this is really interesting. So, when my mom was getting ready to get back into the firearms game, and she's really decided to pick one up, I told her that before she makes up her mind, she needs to come with me to the range, and I'm going to put a couple of different 9mm in her hands. And, you know, ultimately see what she shoots best with, right? It was really interesting. She had her mind made up. She wanted this SIG 226. She had read the reviews. She had just... was absolutely in love with the piece. And certainly when we got to the range, I ended up putting a SIG 226 in her hand. And she did shoot very well with it. She also tried a G17 as well. And we also tried an M&P Pro Series. So my mom actually liked the fuller framed firearms, interestingly enough. And while she did shoot relatively well with the SIG, actually the firearm she shot best with was a Walther PPQ. And now she's done a complete 180, just... how the PPQ operated and ultimately her accuracy with the firearm was just superior. And that's where she's certainly going to go. Now we're just, like I said, we're probably going to be picking one up here from the gun dude in a little bit. But it's certainly absolutely important, male or female, no matter who you are, you need to make sure that the gun actually fits your hand well when you're shooting it, not just in your mind, like, ooh, I really think that's cool, or ooh, I really want that. If it's going to be a carry piece, if it's going to be a home defense piece, and you can't shoot well with it, you know, you're not doing yourself any favors, are you?
So the 1911 fits my hand really nice, but it is a horrible carry piece. I mean, it's just too big. Jenna, how do you feel about the Walthers? I mean, like James was saying, his mom found the ergonomics on the Walther grips to be... more engaging. How you've handled a lot of those Walthers of all different sizes. What did you think?
Yeah, we actually have that Walther, the PPS M2. It's their single stack nine that they have. 7 and 1s, you get one more versus the Glock 43. But I notice it still has that like slanted cant to it, like the M&P shield, which is really equivalent to your 1911. And I just really didn't feel like I could really fill all of the space within my palm, like if I'm actually like holding the firearm, how I'd hold my own, or if I'm out with range, there's just so much space in there. I don't like it. I can't get a complete grip on it.
It kind of boils down, you know, like you know, it's kind of like underwear, right? I can tell you a great pair of underwear. I just love them. I love them, but they're gonna ride me different than they ride you. And it's important that your firearm interfaces with your hand like that. So yeah, the Walthers, I think they come with really great ergonomics, but the angle for the natural point of aim for me just isn't there. Jeremy, what's Sarah think about her, about firearms? Because I know she's been kind of dabbling back and forth, and she's from the Army. She's used to the M9, but I mean...
She was. She actually, when her and I first got married, she wasn't a big pistol girl. She had called in rifle, and that was where her expertise was. She had to call in the M9, which was kind of funny because at the time I had a Taurus PT, it was a 92, which is like the basic knockoff of the M9. So she enjoyed that a lot more than she enjoyed the Beretta Nano that I had. And she's got some tiny digits too, so... but she, obviously, she's not going to carry it. I mean, it's just a too large of a firearm for her frame. She's not going to be able to conceal it. Now, if she was carrying open, that'd be one thing. But she was absolutely lethal with that gun.
Yeah. Interesting. So we've got Jenna with the Glock 43. We've got me with the 19. James, what's your carry piece?
My carry piece is that new piece I just picked up from y'all at the gun game. My wonderful 12.5-inch barreled 460 XVR. That's
I think it was a cannon.
comes with a wheelbarrow to bring it along. Hold on, while that's not a knife. This is a knife.
Currently, my carry piece is actually a Springfield XDM in 40.
Nice. That's a pretty big frame firearm for carry piece, isn't it?
It is. But you know, I'm a bit of a taller guy, not quite as tall as you two, but I find that because I have a lither frame, my shoulders are a little bit broader than my waist. So the way my shirt falls is really interesting, right? So you guys are talking about the ergonomics. This is kind of almost moving into now like concealability.
Yeah.
Because I have a slender waist but wider shoulders, any kind of jacket, any kind of sweater, even a collared shirt actually tends to give me a lot of space in the waist and around my back, making it relatively easy for me to conceal a pretty wide variety of firearms, actually.
Hmm. Jenna, he brings up an interesting point. So how is it that you conceal your firearm? I mean, what is it that you do in your daily dress and daily wear that allows you to more easily conceal?
Hmm.
Well, you just kind of roll with it. And
I kind of just roll with it.
Yeah. Carry appendix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I carry appendix. I guess I try to stick more towards a little bit of a, not necessarily larger, but loose fitting shirts,
mm-hmm.
just that does help with the aspect of carrying appendix that you're not, it's not going to print too much.
Yeah, and that, I mean, a lot of the way you carry depends on what you're wearing that day as well. It's going to be, I think, correct. James, you touched on it. When you're wearing a winter coat, obviously you're going to be able to carry a different way. When I'm wearing my t-shirt and jeans, I can carry different. When I wear a suit, I can carry different as well.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Well, we had, and I don't mean to change the subject or interrupt, but we had that a girl come in over the weekend, or this lady, she came in over the weekend, and she brought in, she was so excited. She come running in, she's like, ladies, all the ladies in the house, I need to show you this. And I'm like, okay, you've got my attention. You're like, what's going on? And she comes in with this purse. And on the back end of the purse, there's a zipper on each side, and they actually made it so, like, there's a space in between the lining, like, on the inner side, but it doesn't connect with, like, the inside of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have Velcro in there, and there's, like, a leather holster in there, and you can switch whether you're right-handed or you're left-handed, depending on, like, if you're right-handed, of course, you'd probably carry your purse on the, you know, your left shoulder for an access. If you're right-handed, vice versa. If you're left-handed, you're going to carry your purse on your right shoulder. And I also had somebody mention that, well, why would you want to carry it in your purse? Because it's a snatch and grab. That's one of your, you know, if you're walking down the street, someone's going to come up and snatch and grab your purse, and there goes your gun. Whereas, well, this purse actually had, like, a shoulder strap, so you can go all the way around. So, you know, they're not going to easily be able to come up and just snatch and grab and go. So I thought that was pretty interesting. There's actually, I think they're pretty nationwide. It's concealed carry, and they're making all sorts of different clutches and bags and purses and wallets.
Interesting.
And, you know, they're actually making them for females to actually be able to conceal carry. And whether you're the outfit you're wearing for the day, you just can't carry your firearm physically on you. Whereas, mm-hmm. you know, if you have, you know, those clutches or wallets that you dangle off your wrist or however you carry them, they're actually making them where, like, you know, one side's the actual use purpose for the, you know, your the clutch, the wallet, the purse, the bag, satchel, whatever it is that you're carrying, that on the part of it as well is where you can actually conceal your firearm as well. I thought that was pretty cool. I want to maybe come up with my own, to be honest with you.
That
to be continued.
It brings up two points, though, as side notes. One, as you change where you carry on a daily basis and the clothes that you wear, you need to kind of preload in the morning with the idea of, if I need my firearm, how am I going to access it? So you're not reaching for a spot where it's not at, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then you got to keep track of that package, you know, so you don't set down your purse like you would. You might otherwise leave your purse with your jacket. When your gun's in it, you can't. You know, there's that lady shot in Walmart when her kid got her. Got a purse. So, all right. Well, it's time to pay the bills. Maya, why don't you take it away?
All right, guys. We're gonna take a break. Make sure you keep the lights on. Remember, you're listening to the Gun Dude Radio on NationFirst.us. Sponsored by the Gun Dude. Check us out. Listen to the show on NationFirst.us and on Twitter. Follow Nation First on @GI_Nation. Let's keep a close eye on everything Gun Dude @_gun_dude and online at thegundude.com. Guys, we'll see you in a few.
Been the same. America needs to do more for veterans. From combat to Capitol Hill, the VFW marches on with health care, jobs, benefits, and justice. VFW.org is the first stop you should make on your way home. The VFW. No one does more for veterans.
This is Jason Delgado.
And Anita Wade.
Introducing you to Reality Radio on Generation America.
We aren't controlled, manipulated, or shackled by any government or big corporation.
But hopefully, soon we will be.
We support our troops and all of our armed forces around the 165 locations around the world.
Go to nationfirst.us and listen to us live on Wednesdays at 11 a.m.
Subscribe to our podcast at
nationfirst.us. Generation America. Be there.
As our nation's military fights to protect and serve values we hold dear, the American Public Human Services Association is working to encourage equality, integrity, and teamwork to drive innovative and integrated solutions in Washington within the field of health and human services. Whether it's working to produce stronger outcomes and temporary assistance for needy families and more, at APHSA, we believe in healthier lives for children and families. As a voice of state and local health and human service agencies, visit us online at www.aphsa.org.
Hi, this is Blake Alvin, co-founder of Nation First Radio. I want to thank everybody for your support in this venture of ours. We're producing positive content that we hope will improve the world around us, not just scream, you're red, you're blue at each other. At this point, we're not asking you for money or donations or anything like that. Just subscribe to the podcasts, listen to the shows when they're live, sign up for the mailing list and text alerts. We're still developing the network and the shows, and your support has been overwhelming. You can find info about the show you're listening to now and all the others at nationfirst.us. That's nationfirst.us, and seriously, thank you so much.
Welcome back to the Gun Dude's radio show on NationFirst.us. This is sponsored by the Gun Dude. Check us out and listen to the show on nationfirst.us and on Twitter. Follow nationfirst on @GI_nation. Keep an eye on everything Gun Dude @_gun_dude and online at thegun.com. Don't forget, check us out on Facebook, Yelp, Twitter, all the social medias, and the Googles.
The Googles and the Instagrams.
Yes. I'm Jeremiah, president of the Gun Dude. I'm back here with Josh, Jenna, and a Coffee James.
Boy, every time he cringes every time we say coffee.
I think you've picked up an alias, brother. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, sorry.
Welcome to the party, pal.
So before we left, we were talking about concealed carry, specifically, but we're more talking about, you know, the difference between men and women and how they carry. And what I've noticed too, it's kind of a trend that. As Josh, Jen, and I have grown in this industry as entrepreneurs, as business owners, especially in this specific industry of firearms, we have actually become a little more aware, I guess, I think it's the word I want to use, of the safety that, that comes with that, you know, protecting ourselves, whether it be Jenna, I don't know if it's making a generalization, but she does the bank drops for us. And it's she's walking from our location to the bank location, wherever that is, or traveling in her car.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, she's already a target just, I don't want to fear monger or anything, but if you think about that classic view of a female walking by herself down the road, you know, maybe perhaps through an alley, something like that, you know. And now we're adding the thing of having money on her as well. So we have two target points there. So I think before, when you first started this job, it wasn't really a thought. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct. Yeah. I never really had to take that into consideration back home in a small town versus, you know, a larger populated area.
Well, yeah. just when Jenna's running the store, I mean, you know, she's an owner. She handles the store on her own on a regular basis where, you know, she has to be able to provide for her own safety and the safety of our employees and our customers. If, you know, if that worst case happened, right, Jenna, you've mm-hmm. got to be able to execute and take the appropriate action.
God, we'll be to the dumb son of a bitch that thinks it's walks in and says, like, oh, goodness, pretty girl behind the counter, not much of a threat.
No, Jenna.
Big
Jenna,
things come in little packages.
Game over, man. Jenna can wield for sure.
And all I can picture is Jenna pulling up Coffee James' brand new revolver.
three foot of I'm going to stop this world. Yeah. Jesus.
There's no little Glock 43s at that point. She whips out revolver with a 12-inch barrel.
You know, Jenna's actually...
wish it was like a boomerang. It's not going to come back, though. That's
Jenna's actually pretty good at long guns, too, because you grew up hunting, shooting long guns, right?
Yeah, I've hunted Correct. Since I was 8, actually.
Yeah?
So I started out pretty young, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so while you're new to handguns, you've been around firearms for a long time. So, yeah, I think it's kind of a cool concept, and I think it's good that you can provide for your own safety, you know what I mean, in be able to have that confidence, right?
Absolutely. It's very important, especially for females, to feel that we don't necessarily have to rely on another human being to you know, be there to protect us, because there's not always going to be that other extra human being.
You're a very bad man.
You know, to be there to help protect us. You gotta,
and, you know, as much as and you're right, and it is a sad, not a sad truth, I guess, it is an actual reality that, it, you know, people fight for equality, but, you know, when you look at the other side of it, that women are targeted as victims by somebody that's assaulting or willing to rob, they're not going to go after the 6-foot-tall man, they're going to pick out a woman. And it's not to say that anybody's weaker, but Correct. It's a perception of the threat. And that is a reality where, you know, people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to believe that. So it is a great idea for women to, I'm not saying pick up a gun, but, you know, make sure that their situational awareness to start is on point. A single mother living at home should definitely, definitely have a security system in their home.
A plan of some sort.
A plan.
Whatever the tool is, you know, it's your mind, right?
It is, and it's whoever. I mean, it you can have somebody casing you without even knowing it.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
And it's, I mean, I watch a lot of that Investigation ID or Investigation.
Oh, Discovery here too. We go.
And, you know, those constant stories. The one, and specifically I'm going to mention this, is called Obsession. And it's typically just stories of people that become obsessed with a woman and the woman has no idea.
Yeah.
You know?
So those creepy old people that have 20,000 mugshots of one particular female.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to fear monger.
Why is it always have to be the old person? I feel like you guys are talking about me negatively here. I don't have any pictures of anybody.
Okay, well, we're just going to leave that where it's at.
I'd like to pick up on a little something there, and I'm really hoping that maybe this is something you guys can develop on your method. Sorry, plug in your method right now,
Ooh,
I suppose.
Your method, duck community. Method, duck
but actually, community. Listening to Jenna and listening to you guys speak, one thing has really, really kind of struck me, and it hasn't been something that I've really thought about, and that is that there is a bit of a gender dimorphic quality in terms of firearms ownership. The fact of the matter is that I don't carry in a purse, and I'm also not wearing a Sunday dress. I also don't have to face the same kind of threats necessarily that a woman will, or at least I'm not as likely to face certain types of threats as a woman will. I'm pretty sure that there's no girl in the world right now who's got like 20,000 pictures of me and like a little, you know, hairball altar of me you know, on a table somewhere, and
it just made me shiver
Are
a
you
little
sure?
bit.
Yeah.
Jen is over here.
I'm flattered, but
don't tell anybody.
But I really think this is really fantastic. And one of the major points that you guys brought up that just caught me right away was the concept of, you know, a purse gun. As somebody who has sold firearms for quite a while, I've, you know, always talked to women about the purse gun, but I've never talked to them about the idea of the snatch and grab, the fact that, well, hold on, let me ask you a question. How often do you forget your purse, or how often do you keep eyes on your purse? And, like, these sorts of dynamics are things that, as a guy, I just really, really haven't thought of. And the concept of creating this community of more aware people and just being a mindful firearms owner, I think, is really an awesome opportunity for you guys under your Method brand.
Your Method community.
Yeah.
Dun.
Fantastic. But this is already, you know, this is already something that I'm going to need to follow up on myself, because I'm going to need to get my mom in this community when she becomes a firearms owner again.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is interesting, because, you know, I really didn't go that deep with it when I was thinking about it, man. So you did bring up some interesting points and realizations to myself as well. It is a reality, I guess, that
just as a, you know, I'm a guy, in case you guys haven't noticed, and I carry my firearm on my waistband, and I still occasionally will forget it next to my bed. You know, I've almost walked out of the bathroom a couple times with it on the sink counter, and so that's with it on my body. I can't imagine keeping track of it. Now, I did used to carry off body, actually. A while ago, I used to carry my man pack, and, you know, I was pretty attentive to that because I was aware of it. So I'm not sure. That's an interesting concept. And I don't know, Jenny, you carry on body, right?
Yeah, on body. I carry my man pack. I don't really carry a purse anymore. What about Sarah? Does Sarah have purses
She doesn't have. She has clutches, I think, is what they're defined
as.
Yeah,
those
itty-bitty things.
Large things.
How do you fit a 1911 in a clutch?
I know, right?
You just never underestimate a woman.
Yeah, that's true. You should not do that. I agree with you on that one.
Pretty sure the 1911 weighs as much as she does.
So, you know what's been cool is watching Jenna's confidence grow, not only through her experience with the firearms, but as a business owner. I mean, you know, together we've seen Jenna really, really blossom over the last year, and it's kind of a cool experience. And
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to speak to. I really, really enjoyed watching you shoot. Actually, from, you know, like, I'm not sure I can do this to I got this, and wielding that 1911 with no problem at all, you know, and just smoking that paper.
Absolutely, and it's kind of one of those things that goes along with you think about this. An owner in a firearms store is what? What do you people think of? People think of the classic white male, but that is, I mean, this is a great example of empowering women.
the old guy with the big gun on the big hip.
Yeah, this is a great example of empowering women. Jenna, I remember her interviewing you just hit a year. I think it was your anniversary today, actually, isn't it?
No, well, my first day of work was April 1st, but my interview was March 13th.
Okay, so. I remember this little girl, stringy hair, sitting on the couch, just like, oh, yeah, I like this, unicorns, daisies, and now we have somebody that actually directs.
Sugar, spice, and everything nice.
Yeah, well, not that, but she actually, Josh and I, as the classic 6-foot-tall white male owner of a gun store, go to Jenna for answers on everything.
Well, yesterday the girls were running the shop. The ladies ran the shop, and I was in the back working.
Alana, Laker, I mean, the three girls were running the shop, and it was just, you know, I think I answered the phone one time for a question that regarded something specific to me.
It was a great day. I mean, the take was good. The customers were happy. The coffee was hot. I mean, it's really nice, and I think it's surprising to some folks, especially for other females who walk in.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them are like, oh, my gosh, this is so awesome.
Yeah, and it also goes with even the LGBT community. Like, they don't typically like to approach males, especially James, Josh, and I, as, like I said, that 6-foot-tall white male
in the firearms store. That is
in the firearms industry. Yes. They're not as comfortable as they are, say, with a woman. It's a little more. I don't know what it is.
I prefer approaching women, actually. When I'm in an intimidating environment, I find comfort in speaking with a female as opposed to speaking with a male.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just everybody doesn't like to talk about these things, but I mean it. it is a reality. I mean, it's just, you know, the way that it is.
We actually had a young lady stop in, about a week ago? Oh, for corned beef and cabbage dinner.
Oh, that was awesome.
And she said, you know, as she left, she was very, very pleased. She says the first time she's ever walked into a firearm store where she felt comfortable and welcome without having to prove that she could outshoot everybody and knew just as much as everybody. And I thought that was really cool because it was Laker that greeted her first. And, you know, they had a good conversation, a good bond, and it worked out really well. So, I mean, not only being a young female in the firearms industry or in entrepreneurship, but I mean, being a young female in the firearms industry, you know, Jenna's making waves with the other ladies. So, anyways, so where were we? We got off on a tangent.
All right, I'll prompt you, Jenna. I'll ask a question to get you to open that up, okay? So as we've grown as entrepreneurs, I think it was a little less challenging for Josh and I to walk into that role as it was for Jenna. Jenna, what were some of the challenges that you came up to, that came to you becoming an entrepreneur, to get rid of that stigma of you must not be able to do this. You can't do this job just because of the person that you are, or the way that you are. You know, explain a little bit.
I guess pertaining to just the firearms industry in general. I took when I first come down, I took the beginner handgun course. And after I took the beginner handgun course that we offer at the shop, I didn't realize how far in depth, especially handguns, because I grew up with the long handgun or the long rifles and everything since I was a kid, and you know, I didn't really take too much of it into consideration. And then when I got down here, I took the class, and I was like, after the class, like, oh my gosh, this goes so much more in depth than I ever anticipated. I didn't realize that, some of the details that I took from the class was. Realizing that when Colt manufactured revolvers, they actually rotate clockwise, whereas every other manufacturer goes counterclockwise. And I didn't really realize, oh my gosh, that's how far in depth it actually goes.
I didn't even know that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's news to me. Isn't
that?
I am a
real
gun guy.
There we go. We just learned something.
You learn something new every day. But cool. That was some of the challenge. Some of the challenges were, I never thought that I would ever really get the grasp on it all. Like, I was like learning more. I'm still learning more every day, but I kind of got the general consensus of it now. But just knowing that, you know, there's so many different manufacturers, models, sizes, colors, everything. You know, I feel like I was looking at a giant, giant dictionary. I'm like, oh my gosh, am I ever going to understand all this?
And now now she's even mounting sights on her. You know, you're doing sight jobs on your own with no problem at all.
Those aren't too bad at all.
Yeah, no, I do remember when you first started that just an observation was how intimidated you were by everything. You know, just you'd come back and be like, I don't know. What's this? What's that? I don't know. And I'm like, don't worry. It'll come to you. Don't get discouraged. And that was a good thing. And I urge people that are new into this, into our shop anyway, that have never been around firearms, like, don't get discouraged. And you never did. You just kept burning. I mean, you were thirsty for knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And everything just, you put it in a pot and kept boiling it and boiling it and boiling it. And then
a lot of it was from just observation, just watching you guys every day in and out. And I've picked up on my own, really. Kind of taught myself a lot.
What do you think is the most important thing for a young lady getting into firearms? Sum it up. One thing.
One thing.
Yeah.
One thing, like.
What's the most important thing?
The most important thing is, you know, how it's going to suit you best. You know, what are you looking to do with the firearm? And what, you know, the most practicality out of it, you know, it's going to fit you the best. I mean, I guess a Coach purse versus a Louis Vuitton purse is a right purse for everything.
There you go. Thanks, John.
No problem.
All right. So what did we talk about on the Gun Dude today?
All right, today we covered the female aspect of firearms, mm-hmm. not just
shined
the concealed.
A little bit more of a light. For
yeah,
the
and kind of talked about the things that nobody likes to talk about, that there is a difference between men and men and women
and how we carry and
exactly and what you walk into and what you're looking for,
mm-hmm. and the confidence aspect of a female with the firearm in life and different ways to carry on body, off body, right? What did we miss anything?
I don't think so.
No, the ergonomics, females in the firearms industry. James's mom joining the firearms industry. So,
and a little bit of the entrepreneur, mm-hmm. especially from a female's perspective.
Yeah, I imagine that's interesting.
Absolutely. And Josh did ask Jenna what the most important thing was for, namely, a woman coming into this industry. And Jenna's response was
education.
Education.
Education is to sum it up. Yep.
School is cool.
I'm too cool for school.
All right, guys. Again, I want to tell you thank you so much for listening to the Gun Dudes Radio Show on nationfirst.us, sponsored by the Gun Dude. Check us out and listen to the show on nationfirst.us and on Twitter. Follow nationfirst on GI_nation. And also keep an eye on everything Gun Dude @the_gun_dude and online at thegundude.com. Don't forget to check us out on the Yelp, the Twitters, the Googles. Guys, thank you, and you have a great day. We'll see you next week.
This has been The Gun Dude Show, brought to you by NationFirst.us, sponsored by The Gun Dude. If you love guns and coffee, this show's for you. A community of gun-toting, spaghetti-eating, defensive-minded dudes with knowledge about firearms and how to use them.